The pessimistic view is that China is and always will be the market of the future. The head of a foreign bank in Shanghai describes China's regulatory demands as a purity test. To obtain licenses to operate, banks must have teams of underwriters and risk officers in place, all with the right qualifications. That drives up staffing costs before any revenue is earned. Vanguard, an American asset manager, recently halted plans to launch its own mutual fund unit in China, citing the time it would take to build up a big presence. Firms that do make inroads in China may face other headaches. HSBC was long the most successful foreign commercial bank in China. Now it is caught between Beijing and America after being entangled in a dispute over Huawei, a Chinese telecoms giant. Banks will need to be skillful at managing both their relations with China's government and their portfolios to stand any chance of success. The giant IPO of Ant, a fintech group, would have been a monument to the power of China's capital markets. Instead, it became a monument to the power of its government. Officials halted it in November, less than 48 hours before trading was due to begin in Shanghai and Hong Kong. Heavy-handed regulatory actions are the most obvious way in which the state exercises control over markets, but there are also two more subtle points of influence. First, even as the government has pulled back from day-to-day economic management, state-run firms cast a shadow over everyday business. State-owned investment banks may be less capable than foreign upstarts, but most big firms that turn to the capital markets know to give most of their business to state players. The state is also an investment force to be reckoned with. Government-guided funds, which channel cash to companies and priority sectors such as chip-making, have amassed about 9 trillion yuan in capital and are growing quickly, according to China Venture, a research firm. If they choose to compete in a certain area, you know you can't outbid them, says the head of a big private Chinese investment company. Second, the state sets rigid parameters around its markets. This is felt most acutely in foreign exchange trading because of China's careful management of the yuan. Though it is now easier for investors to move money across borders, they still face a host of rules once in China. If foreign firms, for example, do well trading equities, they typically must take their profits out of the country before reallocating money to bonds. Moreover, there are few currency hedging tools in the onshore market, a hindrance for big investors. Offshore hedging is possible but expensive.